in Tashma, the bottom of Pesach and Aleph. Eliezer Oimer, quoting a Braisa, Rechim Besad Amanik Be'ir Kona. Here we have a Beferish of Braisa that Rechim is Kona, not like Shmuel was Toshed earlier, that Rechim is not Kona. And the Gemara, Achinami B'mani Beraglov. Here also is talking about Manik Baragel, Vihach Yehainu Manik, Trey Gavne Manik. So Bryce is telling you you have Manik, which is a literal Manik, leading it, and Manik, which is Manik Baragel. So I think of Maru, Vihachi Rachav Be'ir, by Tami Lakani. So, why is Rachav Be'ir not Kainer? If Rachav is Manik Baragel, why isn't it Kainer? So right away here, what does it mean? Yihachi Rachav Be'ir my time alei kani. And before, when it meant when Rachav meant regular Rachav, why was it good? I'm only asking now that Rachav means Manik Baraglav, Manik Be'ir my time alei kani. Should have asked earlier. So the bottom Tosfos is bothered by this kasha. The Tosfos is masber, it's a mitzias that if Mani, if the Rachav means Mani Baraglav, so it should be kind of everywhere, because you're making a go. But Stam Rachav, Taisa says, means that when you get on the animal, it's Oslam Achamase, it goes because you got onto it. And he says, in a city where there are people talking, standing around, there's traffic, so it's not Oslam Achamase. This Taisa is just, I wish I would have seen it in the beginning. In the beginning, when we were clearing, what a regular Rachav is. Rashi says that's not moving. You just jump on it, you don't make it move. So we declared, what kind of Rachav, what kind of Mashiach is it? So we said this pshat, that Rachav means you get on it, and the animal just goes by itself when somebody jumps on. So that pshat, Tosis here is saying, that a plain Rachav is Oslam Echamasai. When you get on, it goes because of you. And if it's in a year, so it doesn't. It goes, it's influenced by everything around. You think if someone does a hagbah of a purse of money on Shabbos, he's not kainer, because it's wasn't that the derech to pick up purses on Shabbos? Yes, there are many reasons. Huh? Okay, let's say it's because it's muktzah. Sachinami loikani. What about the bottom Rashi? Rashi says ein darkan shutzniusa. That makes sense? People don't pick up an arnica on Shabbos because it's the Yusa. It's going on later. So that's what I thought. We'll see in a minute. That bottom rash is not going on this Gemara. It's going on the bottom line. Because here it says, why not? Because of Muktzah. The Gemara says, he said, by the way that the Adam are kainim, so it has to be in the normal way. So it has to be something that's the derech. So that Rashi ain't dark on, goes on 5 lines at the bottom, ain't dark on shabbat Adam, look at the ear, that that's the shub sneusa. Why is that sneus to write in the ear? I'm not sure. Especially Adam Chasha does, Adam Zila does, whatever the reason. There was such a mitzvah of riding animals that most people didn't ride in the city. Important people did, there was a chashivas. And in Zila didn't care, so they also did. So of course, once we mention Shabbos, I can't resist talking a little about Hilchos Shabbos. But fortunately, I'm in good company, because the Rosh has the same attitude. So we turn to the Rosh. The Rosh deals here in this Gemara with the Shaila of what to do in Yitzhashem when you're walking in the street and you stumble upon an arniki with a lot of money in it. You don't know what to do. So before I learn the Rosh is Simcha Beis. The Rosh assumes you know that there's a sugi in the Sechta Shabbos that talks about Misha Hechshech. And Misha Hechshech is the 24th parak in Shabbos, the last parak. And it says there that if you're traveling, and this happens quite often, people are traveling and Shabbos is coming and they're not arriving at their destination. So the question is, if a person has money with him, a person has money, and it's Shabbos is coming, what's he going to do? Put the money on the side of the road and keep on going. Well, that's what you should do. You have a dollar in your pocket, that's probably what you'll do. You take the dollar, leave it on the side of the road, and go home. But what happens if a person's carrying something of significant? So Chazal said, Adam bohu l'almamayinai. It's the nature of a person to become bohu, to become fatumot, when he knows that his money is in danger. And Chazal were afraid a person would come to do a melacha d'oraisa. He might dig a hole in the ground to bury the money, as they used to do. Or he might carry it in a way that's a d'oraisa. In order to sort of ensure that a person doesn't come to an issa d'oraisa, Chazal were mekel. A, they were mekel with amir l'akum. You could tell a guy to to take care of your things. Someone's stuck, he's on the train, and Shabbos comes. So you can offer a guy money and tell him, carry my briefcase home for me, and I'll pay you. And that's worth it. Because other Balaam and Maina, they were matir Amir al-Akum. And if there's no guy, Chazal were matir carrying pachas medalat avis. Carry once pachas medalat amis is worth it for anybody. You're allowed to carry something one time less than 4 amis. If somebody is going with a child, the child sits down in the middle of the street, I'm not talking dafka with sakana, but you're allowed to carry once less than dalat amis. That's worth luchat chila for anybody without a special tzairuch. To carry twice pachas medalat amis, because I'm afraid if you let people carry less than dalit, less than dalit, less than dalit, they'll eventually carry without stopping, without a hanocha. So it's a sasim and rabbanon to carry more than once pachas and dalit.
Once
each carry. As if you have 10 people, each transportation of an item from point A to point B. Every time you move yourself from one point to another, so you can't, So Chazal were machmir normally on carrying, it's called pachas medalat amis, in separate steps of less than dalat. In the case of Adam Bala Mamainai, Chazal were mekel that you're allowed to carry pachas medalat. Because if we at least we should teach people, carry pachas medalat, they won't come to this, otherwise they'll be Bala Mamainai, they'll come to do an Issa D'oraisa L'chad Chila. So Chazal were mekel on Amir L'Akum. They were also mekel on carrying pachas medalat avis. There were other drabbanans that they were mekel on. Tiltum and Sadam Muktzah they were mekel on. These type of things. So that's Adam Bala Mamainai when Shabbos comes. So Rosh has the Shaila on Shabbos, if you're going in the street and you see an anarchy, you see something of value. Should we say the same thing? Person could be bottled, it's worth a lot of money. He's going to come to do a malacha d'araisa. So therefore, we'll let him do a malacha d'araisa. It's not a minor, it's found money. There's a big chiluk. So let's see the Rosh. The Rosh says that, and he proves it from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that when you have an anarchy on Shabbos, that it's not the derech to pick it up. We were mekel by d'rabbanans. But if you found it, you can carry a pachas. So his raya is from our Gemara. It's up to Rosh. Elam miyatek bi'arniki b'shabbos. She'ein derech b'nei adam like bi'arniki b'shabbos. Rosh na Gemara. Rach and amid lakani. Mekan muchach. Dimotza arniki b'shabbos. The oslo taltel. Afal pi she'hoye yorei. Shami yekad menu acher. Even though you're afraid, if you don't take it, maybe you wait till after Shabbos, someone else will get it ahead of you. So if you're afraid someone will get it ahead of you, maybe you'll be bald. We see from here it's Asr. How can you compare it to riding in a city? Because to ride an animal in the city is not the derech, even on a lost animal, the Shabbat Haga, that you can do it on Haga. It's normal to do it by Mitziah if it's Mutter. So what do you do if you're walking in the street and you see a lot of money? So you stand on it until after Shabbos. Depends how much money it is and how much time is left after Shabbos. But if it's only a couple of hours and you're only going to learn anyway, so you just stand on it and you wait to the after Shabbos.
Shemini Adas. To make it better, if someone finds it, that's the better that they're going to add it to Shabbos.
guy's time of travel in Shabbos, he's taking on the time to get
the he's not being kite. It's not a normal thing to be kite on Shabbos and Anarchy. That was the one of cash. Isn't he just from before? Saying if a person who's Misha Hirshik is a Misha Hirshik person like Bia Arnaki, or he just keeps on going with the Arnaki in his pack. You don't pick up on the floor. No. Says over there, Lashon Metzia, that Metzia is us. A lav dafka lite lenachri. Aylich a box medalit. Aval avi ashari. Don't think it means if you can't transfer it, you can pick it up. Lav lahalav bia aser. Now the last three words of this rush are important. We'll see why in a few minutes. He says, "What's the iser mishum iser mukta?" He says, "Clar that the iser is mishum iser mukta." And I hope I remember. I want to come back to this. All right. So we have here three inyanim to talk about. The first is this rush says that a metzia there's no heter of other balav amayne. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the gzeira of other balav amayne applies a filu metzia shavali yaday. Mahalach pachas pachas me'arba amis. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perukaf alachazayin, and the Rambam says that you're allowed to carry pachas pachas medalat amis. The Ravid writes on this zehu shibush. That's all he writes. Zehu shibush. This is a mistake. Who's on the Rambam? This asagas of the Rambam. He writes zehu shibush. The Magid Mishnah writes on the Rambam that Kevar Nechelku Olav Kol Hamav Parsha. Everyone disagrees with the Rambam. And Mechayra, our Gemara, at least the way the Rosh Lo understood the Gemara, our Gemara is a steer to the Rambam. Because our Gemara says that Motzar Niki B'Shabbos ain't Derech like Biyar. So Mechayra is not like the Rambam. The Chai Adam Klalun Dalid. Listen to what he says. He brings the Rambam. He says, if you have a person that's not going to listen to you, he finds $1,000 on the street, he won't be able to resist. So you should tell him to be samech on the Rambam. If he's going to do this to their eyes, tell him to at least be samech on the Rambam. So I have no problem with that. At least there's a shiti, you have. Over there, he's already bowed. So he's already bowed. He's not going to listen. He's going to carry it. So tell him to carry it, the pachas pachas medalat amis. So he writes here in the notes at the bottom, which is the Nishmas Adam, that he also says everyone argues with the Rambam, but he says, Matsasi ksas raya ledvarav, above a metziya davtes. Now we understood above metziya davtes is the kasha on the Rambam, right? Right? We the Rosh says above metziya davtes is a raya against the Rambam. He says, "Have a ktsas raya." Now listen to his words. I'm reading the lashon of the Nishmas Adam. Da'amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana Elo Meyata Hikvi Arniki B'Shabbes Shein Daka Be'Yazim Rav Yishan Arniki B'Shabbes Achenami the Kani the Loi Kani Upirish Rashi Ein Darkon Mishum Tzniusa. You know what he says? Nishmas Adam says that the Gemara says in Darkon Shal Be'Yazim Rav Yishaniki B'Shabbes. Pirish Rashi Mishum Tzniusa. Mash Badapka Mishum Tznius. Avli Sura Leka. Huh? I'm reading the words. So he says, Ein Daka Shabdel Noi Mishum Tzniusa. Otherwise it will be Mutter. Because since Adam Bahu, Chazal suspended Yisrael Mokza. And then they let Mutter. Now, when I read the Gemara and I told you Rashi says Mishum Tzniusa, So we didn't. You told me Rashi is probably going on the previous Gemara. Ein darkim shel b'neyad. The Gemara says the words ein darkim twice. It says ein darkim shel b'neyad b'ir, and ein darkim shel b'neyad like b'aharniki b'shabbos. Now, which one does Mishum Stiusa make more sense by?
Rashi says.
What's he going? He's going on the behemoth though. On Yisrael, I understand. So on Shabbos,
not like the Messiah.
Not like Chayyadim. The Chayyadim is not Pashup Pshat, Rashi. But Rashi, also, what's the tzniyus not to pick up money in the street? Can you explain to me?
Shabbos.
Huh?
Be embarrassed.
That's what tzniyus on Shabbos.
Maybe it's going to be walk. Maybe it's going to be walk.
So life is the last time. It's not a nice question, right? But.
Oh, so Reichem, I understand this. So
that's why you're saying
it's. I understand, but right, the Chayadim learns that Ein Darkim Shel B'neyadim like the Arniki is Mishum Tznius. So picking up money in the street is Chasar Tznius. So I'm not sure what Chasar Tznius it is.
It was
attempted.
Right? Empty wallet and it's Marasani. Why are you picking up the
Tznius?
It's
flooded, whatever. But then it's not, so it's the answer, it's expensive wallet.
I'm sorry, people don't think that money's possible. So this means I'm fighting. Who don't embarrass?
The Gemara is talking here about somebody that's not Mukta.
Carrying, the whole issue is carrying from Mukta.
No, the issue is the Hagbah. The Hagbah is not the Dara, carrying is something else. The Kenyan is the Hagbah, he's picking it up.
Well,
we saw the Rush, he said, Mishum Mukta. If you're a Rush, Mishum Tzniusa. The Gemara means an empty arniki, you think so? So I was going to say arniki, the Gemara could have said a shoe or a jacket. There seems to be a little bit of a tell that this is Chayi Adam. Makamak in Gedayu Rama, Mislach Alavi says, Benishi, Eni Yachal Akafu Yisra. Even though everyone argues, Gedayu Rama, I agree, if the guy's going to do it there at Isa, let him do it at Rabbanim better, let him be Samach on the Rambam. But, I remember once I told somebody he had a shayla and to do melach shei tzricha l'gufa. So I told him that it's aser. I said the Rambam paskens that it's murta, but we paskens that it's aser. So he told me the Rambam's good enough for me. I'll tell him that Rabbi Adira's good enough for me. I tried to tell him that we don't paskens to Rambam, but he wouldn't hear it. So yeah. If that person can do it, they're right. Anyway, this is the first Nakuda, the Machlaikis, the Rambam, and the Rush. If we're not the Mishum Bahala on a Mitzia, I guess it's a psychological shayla. How do people look at a Mitzia? Are they Bahu? On your own $1,000, you're Bahu not to lose it. On a found $1,000, are you Bahu or you're not Bahu? So,
Even if you are,
until you find it, it's not yours. You lose the opportunity for it to stop getting Bahu.
The right, then who?
No, once you find it, you feel like no one else will be able to get it. So
you get both. We actually had this on Beis Amid Beis, when the Gemara had a tzrichisa for Mitzia Nekach Umemkar, it said, Mitzia, who do I know? Mishum Demari Ba'amar Chavroi Lamidi Chosaba. The Gemara said that when two people find a Mitzia, a person normally wouldn't steal from his friend, but if his friend found a Mitzia, he's quicker to take it, because he says, my friend is not losing anything. Not losing anything. So he said, what do you mean he's not losing anything? He's losing half the talus. What we understood, it's a mental thing that a mitzia, if a guy finds a mitzia, it's all profit. It's not like something a person already has. So a person doesn't look at it as his thing. So same thing here, what the Russia say. You see, people don't look at it as their own thing. That's why, and that's
people
why
people
you know what the bahu.
His thing. They look at it as his
yeah, it could be by someone else, you don't look at it as his, and by yourself, you don't look at it as yours. That may be very well be true. Alright, so that's the first Nakuda. There's a second important Nakuda in this Rush, this Negehel Kishavis. That is, there's a Chumas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's Rasupik, on the Issa Kinyan B'Shabbos, because I'll ask it being kind of things on Shabbos. In general, you're not allowed to do kinyanim on Shabbos. If you want to give someone a present, you give it to them before Shabbos, or after Shabbos. In general, you don't give people things. You don't do kinyanim on Shabbos, even presents. The koshke in business, to give someone something or pay you after Shabbos, mekach u'memka, we don't do on Shabbos. Why not? What's the issur to do business on Shabbos? So they said, Rabbanan, Shema Yichtav. So if people do business on Shabbos, they transfer ownership of things on Shabbos, you're going to come to write it down, after all. If I'm buying something from you and I'm cutting it on Shabbos, normally I'm cutting it something of value, I want to have it written down, there should be a record that it's mine, it's not yours, you're the Marayam, I'm buying it. So the Gezer Shema Yichtav, that's why Chazal asked Mecha Chomemka. Really, in a Torah, a person could be open on Shabbos.
Shabbos written already in a Torah.
Well, we ask the Mecha Chomemka because there'll be cases where people are going to come to write, even though in this case they may not. But we ask all Mecha Chomemka because it would lead people to write on Shabbos. What? Matana is the same as the Mecha Chomemka. Because the person wants to have as a matter of record that it's his. Should be on the record that that's his. That's his.
But the lawyers are warning
the no. So the Mordechai in Sefer Beis says that something that's for Einik Shabbos is mutter. So what do you mean? If somebody brings a bottle of wine on Shabbos, you're going to drink it. See, the truth is, if someone brings a bottle of wine, you don't have to be cutting it. A guest comes to my house, brings me a bottle of wine. I could be his bottle of wine, and I'm drinking it. I don't really have to be clean that it's mine. Mordechai there has a case of a person who has untitled kelim in his house. So there's a backer, he forgot to title it before Shabbos. He wants to use it. He can't use it, it's not titled. So what do you do? The Mordechai gives an eight, so you makne it to a guy. Take you go to a guy, be makne, tell him it should become his. I don't want to give it to him for keeps, so give it to Matan Amnasla Hazar. He should be kainit. Once he's kainit, it's a guy's becher. And then you can use a guy's keli. You're allowed to use on getayla. Because the yid's keli you're not allowed to use. So Mordechai gives the seitzah to be makne to a guy. So Mordechai says, I can yonim aras on Shabbos. So Mordechai says, Mishamaynik Shabbos, you're allowed to do kinyonim on Shabbos. And that's how we pass it. I remember when I was a bacher, there was a girl in Flatbush who was engaged to Rav Shach's grandson. And she met him the first time on Shabbos in Bnei Brak. So Shach took out a watch. And he said, I have a minig, I give all the grandson's collars, I give the watch. You can imagine how expensive the watch was. So he gave her the watch. So she was shy, she didn't want to take it. So Shach said, oh, you don't want to take it because you want to make a kinyan on Shabbos. You should know, I called in a bacher Erev Shabbos and I told him to pick it up to be zeicher for you. So you could take it. That's what he told him. He said something, and the thing of the story, that Rav Shach did a kinyan Erev Shabbos, not Shachidish to me. But that he thought that this girl didn't want to take it because of a kinyan on Shabbos. That was something of a kinyan. Anyway, kinyan Maras. But the Kiva Edun is true, this was something. If that's only a kinyan with his Amarikama, like a Matona or a Mecha Chomemka, what about a kinyan in a hefker? If you're cutting something from hefker, let's say it's not an Arniki. It's not an Arniki. Let's say you're going in the street and you find a coat. And it's a coat that someone lost. And you want to pick it up, you can put it on, you don't have to carry. You put it on, you don't have to carry. Well, let's say it's in a place that has a city that has an Eruv. And there's no issue of carrying. And there's no issue of Mukta. What? A hefker thing, what do I have to write it down? I pick it up, put it in my pocket, it's mine, there's no more camera. A matana, we're afraid I'm going to write, because the more camera will say, it's mine. I have to have proof that it was nikta to me. Something happened, it was a transfer from the more camera to me. If I don't have a record, the more camera will come back for it. So I'm worried. But hefker, what am I worried about? Who can be today? I mean, well, if the Marikama comes, then it won't help my writing anything down, because he was never makne to me. He lost it. So come, I'll say I lost it, I'll say I found it, but a business, if it's right goyim, they'll say that's mine. So the Rabbi Kiva Edun's Masupik on Hefker, if there's an Issa Kinyan. In the Binyan Shloimei, from the Shloimei of the Dayan of Vilna, he says that it's mutter based on our rush, based on the last two words of the rush. The Rosh said that if you find an aniki on Shabbos, the Gemara said ain't darker shom le'adam like be aniki b'Shabbos. So the Rosh said the last two words were mishum muktzah. Why does the person pick up an aniki on Shabbos? Because he's afraid of isur muktzah, mishum isur muktzah. Why did he say mishum isur kinyan? If the rule isur muktzah doesn't apply to everything, you have some things that are not muktzah. Isur kinyan applies to everything. So why does the Rosh say Mishum Issa Muktzah? Let him say Mishum Issa Kinyan. Vaistais from the Rosh that there is no Issa Kinyan on Shabbos if you're being Kaina Mitziah, something that's Hefka. So based on this, the Bnei Yishlaim of Paskins that you're permitted to be Kaina, it's Issa Kinyan, you're permitted to be Kaina things on Shabbos.
Why did
you
read the
Rashi
such as this?
Because he learned Rashi, we learn Rashi. The Rosh is not going on Anarchy, so there's no Raya. But the Rosh is certainly going on Anarchy, and therefore he says the Shum. All Kinyanim are only Asif as a Shaviyah. So the Yishlaim is saying, by Hefker we're not afraid. Only by Hefker and by Metziah, we're not afraid that a person will come to Raya.
You do
that. So Machaira, you could. What you could do, even if you hold it's Asr, what you really could do, if you're going in the street and you find a coat, put on the coat, have a mind not to be kinyan. You all know that kinyanim without das is not a kinyan. Even though it became eggy, you could take the coat, put it on, take it home, and if the Shabbos, do a kinyan. See, really, that would be an eitzah.
So what's the raya
from the Rosh?
That's the Shabbos of Rosh, that's why it's no raya.
So you're going to tie in the same thing by the anarchy. You know why the Rosh didn't say Mishum Kinyan? Because there's an Eitzah to do with anarchy. But no, the Gemara is saying, Ein Dachin Shom B'nei Odom like Bi Anarchy B'Shabbos. The Gemara is saying it's not the Derech to make a Kinyan Hagbah on an anarchy B'Shabbos. To take something into your Rishos is not the Derech on Shabbos. Avada, it's a Derech to pick up things that are mine. It will be my, if my hat blows off in the street, I would pick it up. I would be Magbiya B'Shabbos. That's the derech b'nei adam. You drop something, you pick it up on Shabbos. The Gemara says in derech shomel magbi anaki. It means it's not the derech to do a kinyan agbah, to take something into your rishos on Shabbos. That's not the derech. So that if kinyanu would be yasa, it should say mishum kinyan.
Isn't the Gemara saying we want to see what is the normal way of the world, and based on that we can say it's a kinyan or not? So if you can go say not that it's not normal to pick up and make a king, it's not normal to pick up a wild on Shabbos. Stop. If it would be normal, then it could be a good king. But now I'm saying it's not normal just to stop, so it's not good for a king. Is that what the Gemara is saying? Not that it's
and therefore what? Therefore the Rosh.
So therefore what the Rosh is saying is we're not worried about kicking on him because you can get an ace around and pick it up and not be kind of, and that way you hold the tape and then you make a king after Shabbos. But
I'll
tell the books, and that's the reason why on Shabbos, that's why you're not going to pick it up.
It could be. If that's the case, then it would be no raya. If that'll be the case, then it would be no raya, but we would have an eitzah.
Right.
In other words, if you're going to go with this eitzah to pick it up and not have a mind to be kinder, then it would be. However, could be. It depends if ain't dark and has to mean dark kinyanei agba or maisa agba.
Isn't that the mashmash of Shulah? We're just saying that it's not dark, but you go in a city and ride on your donkey. But we're not saying it's not the dark to make a kinyan that way. We're saying based on that, that's not the dark.
Okay. So then you're right. If this decides, then it would write, if this decides, and it's a dark for people to think of the Eitzah, then you're achina. What's the downside in doing that? What's the downside in taking it without a kinyan? There is no downside. Theoretically, it's a downside, so we'll grant it. Right?
Someone
can take it, theoretically. Yeah, okay. Most people are comfortable. They can put it in their pocket and they'll take it.
Also, it's telling the Gemara in the case where Mesus was knocking his chatzer to his wife. So then the Rishonim declare what the problem was. If it's a kinyanim, if the Rosh has a kinyanim over there, you could have very easy age to just make it happen. And then you could just make it kinyanim happen. If there's no issue.
See what it says there, but anyway, Akapanim, this is the second nekuda from the Gemara, the Binyashlaima, that from our Gemara it's mukrach that Hefger is not also being a keen on Hefger on Shabbos. Since Rabbi Kiveg himself is Misopik, one can rely on the Binyashlaima to be kind of Hefger on Shabbos. The third Indian that comes into the Sugya is the Maritz Chiyos here, talks about a Shas Sugya, which is actually Masechtas Temura. Very few people actually learned it in the original source, but it comes up in many Sugyas and Shas. Where the Gemara introduces an idea that Kol Milsa da Amar Achmona Leisavi, the Ovid Leimahan. The Gemara is actually Machlaikis, but we pass in Kol Milsa da Amar Achmona Leisavi. Anything the Torah says, don't do. The Ovid Leimahani. The Torah is saying that even if you do it, there's no chalais. It's not chal. The Gemara there is talking about tamura. Someone says, Torah says, layachli fenu v'layamer isa. You can't switch a kedusha of one animal onto another animal and transfer the kedusha. So the Gemara says that kol sadam rachman alei savi the yavid leimahani. Even with the Eved, if I take an animal that's a chatas, I want to transfer the kedusha off of it, and I do it, the kedusha doesn't go off. Because kamos adam rachman alei savi the yavid leimahani, you can't transfer kedusha off. Now many places can hold by Sheikhad, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah that tells the story of people who hired two false eidim to say eidis that it was Rosh Chodesh. And they gave them money to say eidis. And they came to Bezdin and they said, one of them said eidis taka, and the other one, the Gemara says he was a firm person. So he came into Bezdin and he told a story that nobody could believe. You know, he said he saw the moon and it looked like an animal that had a long tail. You know, he told the whole story. They said, why are you telling the story? He says, I was paid to do it. So he felt if he says no, they'll find a crook to say it. So he came into Bezdin. And he was Megala that somebody paid him to say it. So the Gemara says that Bezdin, Mekayach Hefka, Bezdin Hefka, Bezdin said, the money they gave you, you could keep. So the question is, why do you mean Mekayach Hefka, Bezdin Hefka, you could keep it? He could keep it anyway. They paid him to say Eidus. He said Eidus. So he could keep it because they paid him to say Eidus. There are those who tie that he didn't really do the job they asked him to do. So maybe that's why. But there are a number of Achrayim that no, by Sheikhad we say, Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabe, the other way Mahani. If you pay a judge or aid in money to say false Eidus, that it's not Chal B'Dievet. I think the Ur Metumi says this. That it's not Chal because Kol Mil Sadam Rachmon Alei Sabe, the other way Mahani. Torah says, Loi Sikach Sheikhad, don't take Sheikhad. If you do take Sheikhad, say if you're an aid, say if you're a dayan, my mahani, it's not chal kinyan, it's not your money. The money goes back to the person who hired. That's the rule of kol mosad amar achmanu leisavi yavid leimahani. You're talking not kinyan. You only have kinyan gezeila, which is a racist, which is against you. But that you don't have kinyan gezeila is not a full kinyan. Kinyan gezeila is that it's still the other person's. It's your rishus, your control. You have responsibility for it. If you don't have it, there's no title. But the Gemara talks about my ribbis and tamura. There's a yama in the Gemara and tamura that the reason you have to give back ribbis is because the kabbalah said I'm not yama and hani. And there's a machlaikis. The other man, the yama holds exeris hakasim. Whatever the reason, I think the Gemara is going to talk about. At any rate, there's this klal of kabbalah said I'm rachman leisav the other man hani. Frak the by mitzchi is here a kasha that magbi arniki. The Shabbos, even if you have a mind to be kaiva, it also shouldn't be kaiva. Gemara says, "Mabiyaniki b'Shabbos." That Rachinami do like kani, not kaina. That was the Gemara said that you are kaina. If you pick up an arniki, you want to be kaina on Shabbos. You kaina. The kasha is kol mil sadam rachman alei savi the other by mahani. The kasha is that what are you talking about? We have this rule that anything you do that you're not allowed to do. You know, it doesn't help. So for Hayois, it's also to pick up this arnike on Shabbos. So even though it's Shemisa Drabanan, we said a Drabanan also, Komos Adamak Mazad Yad Maimani. So it shouldn't work. It shouldn't be kaina if you pick up an arnike. And Agamara says that you are kaina. So this is the Maritzius' kasha. Alright, so I guess Sunday we'll get to his teretz, the Kivegas teretz, and we're going to finish with Hashem to the next Mishnah. Those of you who were in Shir last year by Gittin, the next Gemara of Ilma Mahala, look up your notes at Gittin, we should have spoken about it then.